Sunday Meditation, December 28th, 1997. We would like to have a little information, if possible, today about the Earth changes that may be occurring in the next few years, what form they might take, and what impact they might have upon our lives as spiritual seekers.
Greetings in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. It is a privilege and a pleasure to be called to your circle of seeking at this time. We are most grateful for your desire to seek the truth, and for your calling us, for sharing our opinions and views, is our chosen form of service at this time. And each time we are able to use instruments such as this one to share these views, we feel that we have offered our service, and this is very precious to us. We ask only that you use your discrimination, for we have many opinions, and we are known to be wrong, and would not put ourselves forward as any authority. We ask each entity to know that there is a good and adequate power of discrimination given to each seeking soul. There is a genuine and authentic feeling that accompanies the hearing of what we may call a personal truth. Many are the views discussed that may appeal to one and not to another, for many are the paths of seekers. So we ask you to listen and take what you will, leaving the rest behind. For we do not come as those in authority, but rather as those who also seek the truth. We share the mystery to which we are called, for which we hunger. And upon whose end we all gaze with awe and worship. For each entity is as a spark of love that is precisely like love itself, that great original thought for which there is no better word than love. Many are the distortions very general is the confusion of many people with distorted views, attempting to see clearly that which cannot be seen clearly. That is to say, you now inhabit a very deep illusion. Within you is the truth, and you are the truth that you seek. And yet, in order to have the opportunity to accelerate the rate of your spiritual evolution, each of you has chosen to come into precisely this confusion, precisely this space and time. For here you have found a chance to work upon your own polarity, a chance to work upon that faith which is no accomplishment without the confusion of the illusion you inhabit. So you are here specifically to be confused and to undertake to follow the desires of your heart. It is easy to gaze upon the world about you as a thing, a geographical location, an island in space. The heard music of language and culture, of buildings and ways of relating, all those things that make up the environment you inhabit, have prepared you to attempt to make sense of this illusion. In many ways, you have succeeded in carving out each for yourself that identity that you are pleased to wear as the mask of self, that face that you wear to meet those whom you meet. Yet each mask that you see is the creator, and you yourself are also that love divine which is the creator. We describe this essence that is you to be able to stand at this viewpoint and then gaze at that which is occurring upon the physical planet whose surface you now inhabit. This planet of yours is indeed under much threat. The details of the havoc that has been wreaked by third density humankind is all too well known to those here. And we do feel that there is the potential for difficulties such as your floods, your earthquakes, those ways the planet has of being comfortable within its own skin, for it too is a living being. This level of concern is appropriate. It is well to be aware that the ground under you is alive and that that life is compromised by the actions of humankind. We also are aware, however, that each difficulty has a solution. And as the wheels of destiny turn, there will come balance and renewal and new life where there is to the eye now only death and barrenness. Upon a level deeper than this, we would speak of the roots of mind. For as you move over the threshold into the unconscious and move deeper within the memory, one passes through a level at which the earth changes, as they are often called, strike a chord with humankind's fear of not continuing. When those who are fascinated with Judgment Day, Armageddon, or conversely the New Age, the Second Coming, and so forth, we would suggest that archetypically speaking, one is gazing at the self, gazing at death, the death of a personal self. For each knows that it is physically a creature of dust. It is made of earth, and that bone and sinew that moves this vehicle about shall one day again be dust. All of the civilization and training that the culture gives upon this death of self has a tendency to be very fear-driven. Thusly, it may be seen that those who follow intensely a scenario of planetary disaster may well be more concerned with issues to do with the self than those to do with the planet. It is our opinion that at this time there has been a radical upswing, shall we say, in awakening souls. It is for this reason that some within this group chose incarnation upon this sphere at this time. This is indeed a harvest season for those entities who now dance the dance of third density. This is a time when each of those who has been allowed to incarnate has the possibility of graduating into the next density at the end of this incarnation. The line to get into the physical third density planet Earth atmosphere is a long one. For the need here is great at this time. Focusing upon the difficulties having to do with magnetic shifts. May reward one with some meager harvest of information. However, we would suggest that a more appropriate response to that feeling that the fields are white with harvest is to dedicate the self more and more to being a spiritual entity first. And an actor who functions and does things second. If indeed there were a planetary disaster, attempts at survival would not in any case avail. Indeed, when one sees difficulty and disaster, there is a choice to be made as to what you will think about. Many things enter the senses of your vehicle. Far too many things for you to be able to acknowledge and think about them all. The way one prioritizes the incoming data, therefore, is quite important. And we would encourage each, when faced with thoughts of difficulty and disaster, consciously and eagerly to move into that tabernacle within, where the Creator itself sits in light and in perfect love. That sun within that warms the soul waits for each to come to its own heart and knock and enter. The joy of opening the heart cannot be described. The experience of flying free of judgment, borne on the arms of compassion, is a heavy one. And this is the response that best addresses the difficulties of your planet. To the outer person, this sounds patently absurd. How can meditation or prayer or the centering within the self upon love affect a deadening ocean, a deadening land, a deadening atmosphere, and all of the numerous other difficulties your culture is aware of? And yet it is in being at peace within and thusly being free to open the heart and allow the love and the light of the Infinite One to move through the self and out into the world. This is by far the most effective answer that you can give to the worldly concerns of the day. For each of you is as a star. Each eternal, each unique, and each at bottom truly perfect. Incarnation and learning are peculiar things. It does seem peculiar to want to come into a darkened world. And spiritually speaking, there is some darkness upon your planet at this time, which you were speaking of earlier. Know this and all darkness to be but the reflection of the darkness within. Know all confusion, all difficulty, and all disaster as reflections of those parts of the dark side of self within that which you see is as a visual aid explaining you to yourself. And as you enter this season of harvest, you know there is service to perform and you wish to be about it. And we say to you that the way to serve the Creator at this time is to open the heart to the present moment and practice that precious oneness with the Creator. When there is confusion, when there is awkwardness in the rhythm of the day, move back into the heart where the Creator waits patiently. Again and again, center the self upon its deepest truth. And you will gaze at a world made different because of the way you think. And as more and more people find peace within themselves, the harvest will begin to be plucked. So we ask you not to fear. It is written by within one of your holy works by the one known as John of Patmos that in the beginning was the Word. And that Word or Logos made all that there is. And this entity also described the earth seen as a spiritual darkness and concluded by observing that as the light came into the world, the darkness has never overcome it. Each of you is a being of pure light. Each of you has complete freedom to choose the way in which you will manifest that light. All the so-called evils of the world are but love distorted. We encourage you to find ways to choose love over fear, light over darkness, surrender over control, for the attempt to control is at heart service to self. Know as deeply as you can and as often as you can who you are, where you're going. And for the rest, trust destiny. For as the one known as Morris and the one known as Linda have both said, one is led to the work that has been prepared for you to do. But the greatest work of all, and the work that will harvest this planet in safety, is being who you most deeply are, a child of the Creator, a miniature of a love that is so powerful that it has created all that there is. We would at this time transfer this contact to the one known as Jim. We thank this instrument and leave it in love and in light, for we are those of Akua.
And greet each again in love and in light through this instrument. It is our privilege at this time to ask if there might be further queries which those present would find value in the asking. Is there another query at this time?
You mentioned the change in the magnetic field. I was wondering if the difficulty with weather had something to do with our rotating into the new area of space that our planet hasn't been in before.
I am quote, and am aware of your query, my sister. To this query, there are the many components that comprise the answer. There are indeed new and more available, shall we say, energies. In the portion of time and space through which this planet now moves, there is also the effect of the a planetary entity realigning itself because of previous distortions offered by the third density population in the way of the deleterious effects upon the planet. There are those entities in your circles of a government who have sought to influence the patterns of weather. All these together may be seen as potential influences that have caused the patterns of weather to become somewhat more erratic. However, each of these potential sources may, as we have said, be affected by the love that emanates from the open heart of each seeker within your illusion. Thus, each may offer healing to this planetary entity and to all other entities as well. Each time the heart is opened in compassionate forgiveness, understanding, mercy, and tolerance. Is there a further query, my sister?
Not on that subject, thanks.
I know, and we thank you again, my sister. Is there another query at this time?
When our experience here on Earth is described as an illusion, is the illusion basically just that so many of us have a sense of separation from God or from the Creator and from each other? Is that what is meant by the illusion?
I am cool, and I'm aware of your query, my brother. You are correct in your assumption that the illusion is that which is more than it appears to be. For each does appear to be separate from each other entity and from your environment itself. The unity of all things is the undergirding truth in this matter. The illusion of separation exists so that each portion of the one Creator, the personalities who each of you is, may have the opportunity to explore within the one Creator's boundless fields the opportunities for discovering love and service to each other, though these may not seem to be the primary purposes for which each was incarnated. The illusion offers many other alternate answers for why each is here: to gather wealth, to be powerful, to do this or that great thing. All of these are but means by which each entity may find the heart of love and unity within itself. Each uses the artifacts of the illusion to travel the spiritual journey. Though all around one, the material world is given ascendancy. This is the illusion so finely created by each portion of the one Creator, for the purpose of finding the one Creator's love and light in each heart, and also of providing that one Creator within the opportunity to know itself in ways that would not be possible were this illusion and your choices within it not created. Is there a further query, my brother?
No, thank you.
I will call, and we thank you, my brother. Is there another query at this time?
Just a follow-up to his. When you say illusion, I sort of think of the fact that you can't even say that nobody has ever seen an actual electron, even as far as mass goes. That they see the path of energy that's left behind, that they can't find any mass. So that's really where I was thinking the illusion came in, was just at that level, where there really isn't anything but energy. Does that have about validity?
I am quote, and am aware of your query, my sister. This is indeed true, and is a most salient observation. The nature of the illusion may be described in many, many ways. And in your pursuit of the explanation of particles of creation that you call a physics. There is the discovery by more and more of those who pursue this field that indeed what each sees is most mysterious. There are a variety of ways that explanation is offered, and yet none satisfy completely unless one sees the entire creation of manyness as a unified concept of the one Creator's expression of love and light. Is there a further query, my sister?
No, thank you.
I will quote, and we thank you, my sister. Is there another query at this time?
I had a guy write in from Turkey, and he was very upset over people being born retarded and otherwise handicapped or born starving, and was, what was that all about? And I just wrote him back and said that it was part of the mystery, that we all did suffer, those that obviously suffered and those that don't look like they suffer at all. Everybody suffers. I just wondered, you know, do you have any comment on that? I'd love to be able to answer better.
I am aware of your query, my sister. To love and to find love is an easy thing when there is no barrier to perceiving love. Within your illusion, there is a great deal of darkness, shall we say, spiritually speaking, so that it carries far more weight in the mind-body-spirit totality that you call the spirit or soul. To find love and light in an incarnation in which there is a great difficulty, great darkness, great challenge. Each entity which incarnates within this illusion enters into the undertaking of this challenge and will gain in the spiritual awareness and a power, shall we say, by being able to accomplish the discovery of love where it is most difficult. Is there a further query, my sister?
No, thank you.
I will. Again, we thank you, my sister. Is there a final query at this time?
I have a question. In my search throughout my life to find out more about myself and what my path is in life, I've had many thoughts, so to say, that have followed me throughout my life. And I'm wondering if these thoughts are symbolic of what I am to do, but they have troubled me in their authenticity of what they actually mean. And I was wondering if you had any comment, so to speak, on that.
I will, and am aware of your query. Each entity which incarnates within this illusion offers to itself those guideposts or milestones, these thoughts which you have described, that pose to the incarnated entity the questions that you are indeed asking yourself. These thoughts, these images, these impulses within, then seek to guide, to lead, if you will, the entity within a certain line of inquiry that will eventually prove fruitful to the entity as it faithfully follows that which it feels within to be leading. You will, within your incarnation, discover a certain synchronicities, coincidences, the bringing together of information, of entities, of experiences, of shared thoughts and dreams. These will serve as those kinds of directions that will lead, that will nurture, that will inspire and support when the way seems difficult and dark. Look then, especially in your prayerful times, in meditation, and in those times where you seek within the answers that are of importance to you. Look there upon a regular basis that you might inquire into the wisdom that you have provided yourself, and which the Creator and those angels and spirits about you have provided you, so that you may become inspired at those times when it is open to you to seek, and to ask, to serve, to give. That you are aware of these images, these thoughts, is important. Important not only at this time, but throughout your incarnation. Is there a further query? And as we perceive that there are no further queries from this circle of seeking, we would at this time offer our gratitude to each entity for inviting our presence and for sharing with us your thoughts and your concerns. We are honored to have been a part of your seeking this day, and would remind each again that the personal discrimination is most important at all times, including listening to our words, when information is being sought that has meaning in your own journey of seeking the truth. You indeed have the answers that you seek within, and when there is information given to you that rings of truth, then you may welcome into your store of knowledge. Let those words and thoughts that do not ring of this truth fall away naturally. We are those of Quo, and at this time we shall take our leave of this instrument and this circle of seed. We leave each of you, as always, in the love and in the ineffable light of the One Infinite. Adonai, my friend. Adonai.
Anne, Judy, Maya, Michael, Father Randall, Scott, Dean family, Cutler family, Fire.